USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressing the nation on Monday regarding the new COVID-19 variant.
If you are vaccinated but still worried about the new variant, get your booster. If you aren't vaccinated, go get that first shot.
New travel restrictions to the U.S. took effect Monday as well. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial gets underway Monday. Maxwell is affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein and is accused of sex trafficking. One of Epstein's alleged victims spoke to CBS Mornings.
Being that Epstein is in here, it gives me a good reason to kind of have my day in court. It's not going to justify anything, but it does make me feel good for the other victims, you know, that they're going to have their day in court.
Maxwell faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted. It's Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online shopping day of the year. However, an Adobe forecast predicts it could fall short of the final tally in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Federal lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week, and they'll immediately begin tackling President Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill. Here's reporter Chris Barnes.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights. He is talking to us about this bill. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget.
With Manchin's vote so critical to Democrats, Republicans are hoping he will torpedo the bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also from Capitol Hill, government funding runs out Friday. That's the deadline for Congress to clear a continuing resolution through both chambers to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Hashtag Twitter role change. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is officially stepping down from his role effective immediately. Dorsey co-founded Twitter with Evan Williams, Biz Stone, and Noah Glass in 2006 and served as CEO until 2008. He later returned to that role in 2015 after former CEO Dick Costolo stepped down. Parag Agrawal steps in as CEO. Jussie Smollett's trial begins Monday, nearly 3 years after the former Empire actor reported he was the victim of a racist, homophobic attack in Chicago. Investigators have called it a fake attack. Legal analyst Gil Soffer spoke to ABC 7 Chicago.
What you have to do is find a jury that can say it can be fair. Despite whatever it knows or whatever it has heard about the case, it can put all that aside, listen to the evidence as it's presented, and render a verdict based on that evidence.
Smollett could spend 3 years in prison, but probation is likely. The Food and Drug Administration will ask independent advisors on Tuesday whether to limit the use of a COVID-19 antiviral pill in pregnant women due to potential risks. And nationwide gas prices continue to keep rising well above what drivers paid a year ago. AAA reports the national average is $3.39 per gallon compared to $2.12 a year ago. Pennsylvania residents, along with those who live in West Coast states, saw the highest prices. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Hyde.